to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Chillers worldwide, save the date. Yes. Next week, Monday, we're dropping something really special. Very, very special. Something that I've been working on for like 2 years or not. Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. I've worked on a lot of things when it comes to the podcast since it started.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this, man. Like, no, I wanted to create something that embodies like the journey that we've been, you know, since the podcast started. Like, we've been through so much, bro. I was telling Ghost Lady, like, even when we did our first year-end function, it was just the five of us.
Yeah.
That's the bride.
Yeah. Humble beginnings, man.
Now we're booking out lodges because the team has grown.
Yo.
We've got like more than 40 people working for us.
Sessions.
You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
So I wanted to create something that embodies like, you know, what it means to be a chiller. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ah, fuck, man. It was so awesome creating this. So yeah, we're going to drop it next week Monday. I'll announce it next week Monday. But this is for the chillers.
Next week Monday, we're going to drop it next week Monday.
We're going to drop it next week Monday.
Ah.
It's for the chillers. I was going to ask you what you think it is, but you're too good with these things. He's probably going to get it right.
Hey,
son, it's too good with these things.
No, I have no idea, for real. I'm just as curious as the chillers.
Yeah. I'm curious as well.
So watch out. Next week Monday, we'll drop it. But you can follow us on social medias. This week, just to get a glimpse of what you might think it is.
All right.
And there's some cool prizes for people who guess it right.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Do you think you know what it is?
No, I don't, bro.
Come on, take a guess.
I'm clueless.
Something for the chillers. Oh, now you
wanted to guess.
Something for the chillers to say thank you for all the years they've been supporting us. What does it look like?
Ah, Ipana, what is it, boy?
Okay, tune in next week Monday to find out.
Kato, do you know?
Yeah, that's what
well, you that's worked on it, right?
Yeah,
so it's a video.
It's a video. Is that where you're going?
I can't. Man, what is it?
Yeah, if Tato and them worked on it, then it must be a video.
Yeah, if Black Studios worked on it, it must clearly be a video.
But it could mean a product that had there to take a photo of. That could also.
A calendar! Hey, come on. If I look bad. Don't save the date on the calendar, especially.
Anyway, Henda, ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Yes!
Back from our year-end function. And Sol, you missed out again.
Yo, what feet, yo.
Tibbler's here, Ghost Ladies here, Dudu's here, Tato's here, Neo's here, Fat Checker's here. Simpio just got a haircut, looks like an AI. Yeah.
You look like an AI portrait, man. Come.
Yeah, he looks like
come, bro. Come on, he looks like an AI. Come.
You know those AI images?
Show my man.
Show yourself. Show yourself.
Doesn't he look like AI? Look at him
smile.
You look fake, right? You look very fake. What's going on, bro?
So, Sol, you joined us on Tuesday.
I joined you on day one.
Day one.
On Tuesday, I joined you Tuesday, then I left the following day.
And Tuesday, you went to go sleep when we were playing games.
Yes, because I had been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because of
the show in the morning.
And the edibles knocked you out.
Yep.
Not really. Edibles are forever, bro. Come on now. I mean, edibles are forever, man. It wasn't the edibles. I was just genuinely tired.
Yeah.
I was really tired. Mm. Then I went to sleep.
So,
like at 10.
And then we woke up Wednesday. We shot the show.
Yes.
Which will be up. When is it dropping, Dudu? I think last week of December, ne?
That's going to be the last show.
Yeah, 28th
makes
December.
Sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, where we had popcorn and cheese spreading humors. Yeah. Make sure you check out that show.
On-side.
It's pretty dope. Yeah. And then you left after we shot.
Yes.
Like in the afternoon.
Yes, okay. After we shot. Yeah, then I left.
I missed the last evening.
What happened? What happened?
Should you tell him? Must I tell him? Because, lady.
Just Yeah. The people who are feeling very guilty just went, no.
No, what happened?
So we ended up just chilling, drinking, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
Then we went to the fire, played some more games. Now, while we're playing these games, we can see, hey, people are leaving one by one.
Yeah.
Hey, I failed. So now, at the end of the night, I think it was just like me, Robert Boy. Who else was there with us? Dudu was there, Tibla, Zile. Like maybe 10 of us are left now.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, guys, let's call it a night. So I'm like, fuck it, man. Let's wake up everyone that's sleeping. It's our last night.
Yeah.
Let's just go there to each room and just wake up people for the fuck of it, right?
Yeah.
So we go to Jason.
We're at Fumani Lodge, by the way.
Eh?
At Fumani.
We're at Fumani Lodge, yeah. So we go to Jason. Yeah. So Jason's sleeping with Zile, Tabang, and Jason in one room. But they all have different beds.
Yeah, different. Okay, like a dorm.
So we get there, we wake them up. We're like, wake up. And then we found Neo. Then we went to Neo. We found Neo. Noah was busy on the computer. What ends on us? Mara, there's a whole bottle of lotion.
Of lotion.
Of lotion.
There was a tub of lotion.
There was a tub of
lotion. What happened?
Right next to him.
Hey.
At 1 in the morning. What he was doing? Asas.
Yeah. Hey, Noah.
I fed it. Then we go to Ghost Lady. Ghost Lady, we knock. She opens, she gets a fried, boom, wake up, whatever, sharp.
Cool. Mind like, you, so wait, they're trying to search who are people sleeping with, you know?
We're just waking up people.
Yeah, because you can't be sleeping. Yeah. It's the last day of the year end function.
Yeah, we're just waking up people.
We're
innocently just.
No, but there's a search.
Have some fun. On the last night.
Why are you disturbing your story?
No.
I
was not found. You see, they're moving on.
She's disturbing. She was in a similar situation as Neo when we got there.
She was in a similar situation as Neo.
What situation?
We interrupted her me time.
Okay, wait. What happened when you got to... Okay, so you got to Ghost Lady's room. What happened?
No, she was just like, she was like scared. Like, we bombed her.
You didn't lock?
No, it locked. So what they did is that... it was Dudu who knocked and said something about a swimming costume. Remember, me and Dudu, she's been coming to my room like the whole day.
Oh, and you're getting ambushed.
Yes, ambushed.
So she's like, no, man, no, get me. I said, I don't know what she said about the costume. Watch what I woke up.
And then when she opens, there's like 10 people.
Right? That's how it was.
So they were like, all right, let's go to Bada. Bada didn't open.
You couldn't find him, actually.
No, we found him. He said he didn't open. He heard us.
Oh,
but
okay.
He didn't open. Sharp fed. And then we're like, okay, let's go to Fed Checker's room. So we get there. When we get there, we knock. No one's opening. We're like, they're probably sleeping. Let's leave. And then as we're about to leave, she opens. As she opens, she was like, were you like half naked?
No, she was wearing pajamas.
She was fully dressed.
Okay, okay.
So we walk in there. She's in her PJs. We're like, wake up, whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's over. And then we leave. So this is me, TT, Robert Bo, we are leaving. Dude is like, hey, wait, guys. I see a corona here. And I see a man's sandals here.
Hey, Detective Dudu.
Yo, Detective
something is going on. So now we rush back.
Yeah.
To Fat Jagger's room.
Yeah.
Then we check in. Then we open the wardrobe. Guess who we find?
My wardrobe.
We found Todd.
All along is in the fucking closet.
Yes!
Camping.
Hey. Hiding in the closet.
Now he's out.
So now you're out the closet.
It's not what you think.
Okay, come out the closet. Be straight with us. Come out the closet. What happened?
So, I'm going to tell you guys though. Me and Fact Checker are friends.
So why are you hiding? Why are you hiding?
Bon. I'm not Fact Checker. So Fact Checker said, hey Joe, I'm going to go to church.
I'm going to go to church.
Mang sabi ngicharge, okay, ngicharge, fetch a good naya lampaya, mbeyi ngicathulo nangilandi charge. Mangiti glani church, genabantu ba koko. Serious, dog.
Okay, okay. Like, serious. Why hide, dog?
Let me tell you.
You innocently there to
let me tell
drop
you
off a charger.
To charge.
To recharge.
Why I was hiding? Because Ngabangilengati, mabengangena la. Ah, they will start to make some assumptions and say, hey, there was something going on here. But listen, dog, serious, serious. And then... serious. And then, man, ngathi yazi ukungonukuthi ngizifihle, ba-check, babona ukuthi fact check one baphume. Because mabengangithola la, bazobuza ama-question amaningi, basume, bakhuluma into ezingekho. Uyabona? Kanti mangithi ngiyazifihla. Mangithi ngiyazifihla. Because hi, kohle icathulo laphaya, uyabona? Ngangena o-drop in. Then abantu bangena ududa abona icathulo zami. So baqanga ukuthi kunento eyenzakala. Mara, there was nothing happening. I was just there to
talk. How long did fact checker take to open?
Quite a while.
Ah, that's why we almost left. So she was getting dressed.
Yeah, that's why we almost left.
Oh,
why did you take a while to open? Because you weren't sleeping. He had woken you up. You guys were up. He was there to leave a charge or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was you guys. Literally.
And why
I
is
knew.
It locked? Why is it locked?
If he,
because
if
I left
he just
the main door open.
Going out soon. Why would you lock him in? Why did you lock him in if he was going to go out now?
It was open. The other door was open. The only door that was closed was the one that they got in.
But you guys are grown ups. Why are you like being cagey about your stuff? You're grown up.
No, I'm going to ask, but you're going to get an effect check, so you have to be careful.
And it so happened that you are getting the charger from fact checker's room.
Yeah, because now I'm sleeping.
Now was with a tub full of lotion and porn.
As far as I knew.
No.
Okay, you had a tub full of lotion in front of a laptop. Listen.
Let's firstly ask, did I close what?
The browser was.
Nah, nothing like that.
Brazzers.
Okay, let's just
on the browser. Look, I was browser.
I was staying with four people.
You're playing with four people?
No, I was staying with four people inside the
villa.
The villa, right? Why? You guys found the door unlocked, anything. If I was doing something, you know...
But you were the only one awake. They were sleeping.
No, they were not. He was awake. He was with you guys. And that's his tab. That's a lead. He doesn't want to say he's busy there. He's just laughing. I'm
who's
like,
Vaseline was
you
it?
Left your thing here on the table.
Who's
you,
Vaseline?
You, this guy. Because I was sharing
the
room with him.
He was one of
yeah.
the guys
yeah.
sharing.
So
the
now,
below.
You know what happened? MacGyver entered first. He didn't even see that.
I didn't.
Right? And he's like, nah, guys, Neo is busy. It's fine. And then all of them came in. No one noticed anything until stop sign. The driver of robot said, wait, what is this thing here?
Like,
it looks bad, I won't lie. What I said, I was like, shit.
That's very bad. Next yeah, right. Nice.
So I wasn't using that thing. I don't use that, though. I don't use Vaseline.
What do you use? Hold on.
No. To put on my body.
No. That's not what you meant. You were like,
you don't
use Vaseline.
Nah, I don't use
Vaseline. So what do you use?
I don't use lotion.
What do you use, man?
But
drop it. Come on now, muk pelly fish oil, that's good to one.
So fair, eh?
Damn, bro.
Then we leave then, eh?
Yeah.
Then like we ran out of rooms to knock at.
Yeah, so everyone is up now.
Yeah, so like, fuck it, let's call it a night. And then it just so happens we buy Dudu's room now.
But so, Dudu has been with you all along.
Yes.
How can you open people's
ears? Yes, she's been with us the whole time. So it just so happens we buy Dudu's room. So now Tato has joined us now. Tato's like, aye, let's open Dudu's room. We're like, man, there's nothing there. She was with us the whole time.
Yeah,
she's probably
going
to go sleep.
Nothing to see there.
Yeah. Aye. We're like, aye, fuck it, let's go in. It's the last room anyway. So we go into Dudu's room.
How?
At first, we saw nothing.
Okay.
Pelu Nan, the Dudu is with
Tato,
you guys.
I think Tato knew something.
Also, they detected one another's shit. Because Dudu detected him in her room.
Hey, he detected
him in Dudu's room.
So guess who he finds in the bathroom? He goes to the bathroom.
Tucson, eh? Because I haven't heard of Tucson and where he's whereabouts.
Tucson sleeping, eh?
Tuso was sleeping.
Tuso wanted Seema the whole time. So he was with Seema.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
oh, I Rambo the nails, yeah.
Yeah.
So who's in Dudu's
bathroom? Take a wild guess.
Bathroom.
No.
Take a wild guess.
Mm-mm. Who was there? DJ.
Pop's manager.
Pop's manager.
No.
Because I'm thinking of someone else you haven't mentioned. You're with Robert Boy.
What is Robert Boy? Is he the cheese or the popcorn?
He's the cheese.
He's the cheese. Yeah, and someone from the cheese team. From the cheese gang.
Titi.
No. Titi's with us, dog. He's knocking the doors with us.
Hey.
One last guess. One last guess.
Robert Boy's manager.
Yes! We found him camping in the bathroom there.
You found him do what?
Camping in the bathroom.
Oh, camping?
Yeah.
Why was he camping there?
He needed a shower.
Wait, but he had his own room.
He didn't. He was in the Wait, his room was like 15 minutes away. They had to drive out. So I was with them. And because we're busy, so we went for quad biking with Mac. So he was like dirty, full of dust. He just wanted to go take a shower while we were going around. Hey?
But I can't say that.
No, he was literally full of dust.
So you knew he was in there?
Yes, because he just wanted to take a shower. So that's all that happened. I was with them.
Where was he sleeping where there's no shower?
No. Because it was far. They had to drive off.
They were in the other lodge.
They were in the other lodge.
Euphoria.
Yes. Yeah. So these ones are making a thing out of it.
You believe her?
No, if he was based at Euphoria, which is across the road,
exactly.
And quite a walk, it makes sense.
It makes sense, guys.
Do you know how many rooms you have to go past before you get to Doodoo's? He could have showered in any of those rooms.
But he asked the person, he just, asked in the moment. Yeah. And I just gave him the keys, honestly.
How come he didn't use my room? Because Marge left my room.
He didn't know.
Where did you leave? Where were your keys, so?
I left it in, I didn't lock my room. I just left it in the door.
No, he didn't know that. Honestly.
You believe that? Don't be shocked when Doodoo comes out with the own flavor of Mo Fire.
Yeah. you see Doodoo's face.
Doodoo's front.
It's like
Doodoo's front.
You should have
Doodoo's
front. But Doodoo's face in the car very soon on a truck.
Yeah. but it was mad fun, man. Shout out to Fumani Lodge for hosting us. They're out in Murimulla. There are various facilities and activities there, man. They've got a stunning restaurant. That's what we're there to launch.
Yeah, stunning restaurant.
It's been refurbished. The food is exquisite. Oh. There's a spa there, which Saul enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it big time.
Beautiful.
There's also quad biking, game driving. You get to see giraffes, horse kudus, riding. Wildebeest. And there's so much more there, man.
There's horse riding as well.
Yeah. And most of all, it's black owned.
Bro, shout out to those guys, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was wild. Yeah, Carmen, we should have a year end every week.
No, we had fun. We had fun all together.
Man. Yeah. Anyway, where do you guys want to start, man? What do you want to talk about first? So
Kanye all has the goods.
Mm?
Oh, for me, it's my goods, though. My goods.
No, don't go with the stories first. What do you want to talk about Kanye?
As Kanye.
Mm. Is Rihanna pregnant again?
They're saying
apparently.
That. I hope not.
No, that guy better marry that girl, man. Three babies. Hey.
I think Rihanna is in that era of ASAP.
As soon as she gives birth, niggas up in there. Rocking her ASAP. Soon as possible, baby. Shout out to A$AP Rocky, man.
No, I think Rihanna is the one who probably who definitely wants the babies because I think before she was so obsessed with her. Was it her niece? Like there's a daughter, like that there's a baby that she was always shooting with. And you could see like she just wanted to have children. Wow. So I think she's living in her era and she resembles, I think of her right now as that person who says, I want to have my children like fast.
White people do that a lot.
Yeah, like, you know.
Seven, five, three, done.
I wanted that as well. But after my first one, I was like, no way, you know. So she's brave enough to go. I'm going to go.
And of course, who's she going to leave all that money, to? Yeah, exactly. Her family and stuff. But it's beautiful. Have them kids. You're a billionaire. You're successful. Great career. Great run. Yeah, man. That's power right there.
Remember, I always tell you guys that I'm always right and you should give me my flowers.
Well, it's a shame what the song of the year again. Yeah, I'm going to bust it.
Fact checker's got something.
Hey, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, Ghost Lady.
You are gonna be here forever.
Man,
so
you're sorry, man.
No, I'm just saying, man.
No, but don't talk like that, man.
Don't talk like that, please. Don't.
You always say that because then the invoices will bounce.
Like he's God.
It's not really important. However, ASAP has tried to propose to Rihanna, but she's the one that does not want to get married because of the baby bumps. But it's not confirmed that she's on her third pregnancy, but she did say no to the marriage.
But anyway, so remember this. Listen to this. Remember this, Ghost Lady.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, you were part of this episode. Listen to this. Is it playing? Oh, wrong one. Okay, let me start again. We're still by the pool here.
Okay.
Yeah, man. That's how long ago this was.
Speaking about artists, man, we shot with Blackie.
How was it?
Yeah. We're going to drop it this week, man. We're going to drop it this week, ne?
Yeah, we're dropping it.
Yeah, this week. What did you think about the interview before I give you my thoughts?
Fucking love Blackie. You know, Blackie, he's going places. He's smart.
Is it?
He's got a good head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. He's humble and it's not fake humility. He's real. Easygoing guy. Yeah. Smart, super talented. I think it's a recipe for success with the right team, of course.
Nice.
I think it's going
fine. But I picked up something I didn't like. I felt some predatory vibes going on there.
Blakey?
Mm.
Predatory! Mm. No waste, bro. Mm.
There was a lady, his manager.
Yeah.
Her name is Nicole. And if you check during the interview, I think we could have gotten more out of him if she wasn't there. Because if you check, before you answered anything uncomfortable, you'd always look at her.
Yes, true, I saw
that. For a co-sign to say, can I answer this? And
whatnot. We never do interviews with managers.
Yeah.
Present, actually.
So he's got a manager, she's a woman, right? And then he said during the interview that she practically is like the female version of P. Diddy. She's got this house where these kids live and they make music and then she owns the music and she manages them. So for me, that's a red flag because whenever you see an old person, not even a woman, can be a man, yes, woman, whatever. Whenever you see an old person with a young person, you must know there's some predatory.
Oh, so the predatory vibes are from management.
Yes. Yes.
So it turns out I was right, dog.
What happened, man?
There's a tweet I saw. Let me read it for you. Jeez. And I got in trouble after saying what I said about Blackie on that interview because he called me. He's like, what's this, bro? Even Pepper called me. He's like, what's this all about? I'm like, no, bro. I was just being honest. That's what I saw.
That's what you see, yeah.
Yeah. And I sent him a couple of beats. Till this day, he hasn't responded. Blue ticks all my beats. I didn't get a feature after that.
Of course.
But anyway, this is what it says, ne? It says, Blackie doesn't even own the car he said he bought last year. Nandi Mwepu is behind a company, M4 Entertainment, and manages Aries, Blackie, Anati, and previously Lucas Raps. Nandi is responsible as an artist manager for booking events, marketing deals, and publicity for artists. Since her breakthrough in the industry, the country has seen the international rise of rapper Blackie. According to Zimoja, the businesswoman is also alleged responsibly for pocketing money meant for the award-winning artist Blackie. Those close to the business owner and the rapper informed Zimoja or how hurtful they are of the artist manager living a lie. A former business associate who does not wish to be named due to fear of intimidation, being written off and comprising a brand says, it's all going to come out. I have nothing to benefit from exposing the truth, but Nandi is evil, she says. Blackie is under the impression that he owns the car that he's driving, but everything is under Nandi's name. The house where he lives in Midrand is under Nandi. The songs, the car, basically everything Blackie, she owns it.
Blackie isn't Blackie.
Blackie.
Currently.
Market. Yes.
The stuff.
So this Nandi is that woman.
Is that woman?
Did you call her about Nicole?
Did I say Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it starts with an N. So
okay.
I guess the same person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. That is. Blackie's huge, man.
Massive, bro.
We should listen to you more often then.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking he's got millions and as he should, rightfully so. He's on the biggest songs. He gigs a lot. You know, he's got the following. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is foul.
But is it not a thing of an agreement that they signed that maybe he was just not aware of?
It's always like that. It's always an agreement people blindly sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Blake. He hasn't said a word.
Nah, he hasn't said a word. I don't think anyone picked up on this. Did you hear about it?
No, I've never heard about this, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Hey. Justice for Blackie if he's being hot done like that.
Goes to say he is Dr. Pepper is her cousin. This Nandi lady.
Okay, cool.
If you can scam your own cousin, then you are dangerous, the insider says. She's related to somehow to Dr. Pepper, but she scammed her own cousin, Dr. Pepper. They were supposed to own the company together, but came the time to include him in the registration documents. His name was not there. Mm. And she's the sole owner of the company.
Mm. Oh.
So they were meant to start this company with Dr. Pepper. You know Dr. Pepper, right?
Uh-uh.
Used to be Casper's DJ. Casper's DJ. Then he started his own label.
Oh, it's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Yo.
Shame, man.
So when you're an artist and there's a car being bought, what do you say? Isn't there a red flag like when you're gonna a car arrives? Oh, here's the car you've been talking about and wanting. Mm. You're just getting in and drive. Don't you yourself as an adult go to a dealership, choose a car?
Sign the papers.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
Pay if you're paying it cash. Do the EFT or do the financing yourself.
You do, but Blackie's a kid, man.
Nah, man, not anymore. Come on.
He's a youngster, Blackie. Bro. He's a youngster, yeah, man.
But when you get into these things, guys, you can't. At the end of the day,
Sumyama.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, like this is a valid question. You're right. When you are getting into a car and you don't sign anything, as much as if now it gets taken away. Now we ask, which you never signed anything. To, you know, any debt can be taken. It's like a house the same, you know? It's the same. Like, if you're staying there, you know you don't pay rent. You don't know any papers. You've never visited them. It's a red flag.
Or maybe he did. Because look, they said, I mean, come on. So fair, your dream car. There is that excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not lie. You know, anyone get excited, drive it. But when things tone down and simmer down, you ask, who's with the I'm? So
mm-hmm.
You know? Hey, but sometimes people who not finesse can finesse. Maybe but it's fine. Look, you're making 900K or a million from bookings. Because you'll put me 10K every month is for the car or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Then you feel like, oh, you're paying for it.
Your sweat. Which it is, your sweat.
True.
To be honest, but it's just not in your name.
And some cars, get the paper once you're done paying.
All cars, right?
Oh, yeah, all cars.
If it's finance.
Yeah, the ownership papers once you're done paying.
Yep.
Man, that is. Even the house.
Same.
The house, bro. It's wild, man.
Same.
It's wild.
So, what that would mean is if the relationship ends between him and the manager, he'll still have whatever, because surely he's got money. There's a bank account, he's got money that, you know, whatever he gets paid, that's all he's going to have.
Mm.
Everything else he's accumulated via assets and stuff. They're going to then remain with the company.
Yeah.
Man, this thing was happening to Abo Brown Dash and them with their Mini Coopers and stuff. Nabo.
Who's the guy we interviewed?
Nabo Briggs. Why is it still happening now?
Yeah. This is a team.
It happened. Man. Like.
Hey, did you see Chevy Sheet's numbers?
Hey.
They're twerking hard, those numbers, bro. Fuck! There's that shit that
they're twerking. I've never in my life, bro.
It's your time, bro.
Half a million one day.
That's nuts.
Yes, sass, bro. I was like, this guy, and I didn't know him, right?
Yeah.
Until the interview. And I didn't know how big he was, but my goodness, he's huge.
Booked out the whole of December. Booked already.
Yo.
Shitter.
And the beauty is that he's a nice guy as well,
He's
a fucking nice guy. What you see on camera is what you see off air. No manga business. That guy's the realest, dog.
Do you think he's going to go far, though?
Eh?
Like, how far do you think he's going to go?
He's going to go far, bro.
Do you think he's going to be just trending? Okay, but and then by next year, let's say mid-year,
bro. I haven't seen people like someone like that maybe
in a while.
Since Aries, when he just started in the game.
Since peak Black Afro.
Yeah, man.
When he was like at peak.
This guy is massive, bro. Fucking hell. Yo.
Like the goodwill he has and the love is insane from the kids. I mean, you can tell. And also, we don't know how long his run for.
Yeah.
His run will be, you know, will last. Because it's God. I mean, he said he just did some songs and someone put it on TikTok. He broke into studio. You can tell even his story. It's like there's just a force behind him, man. That's like, I mean,
I hope his run is long, man. I hope we need more real, authentic artists like him, man.
Yes, because they give hope, you know. And I think people relate to him and the rawness of it. They may not relate to the criminal activities in his past life, but they relate to someone real because it's a guy they can bump into in a taxi, they can bump into anywhere in the streets when they walk out, you know what I mean? And he owns a story and his story is of realness. So shout out to him, bro. Wow.
He's really blessed. Grow his brand. Like, I wish he finds the right people around him, like a good team that can really like take him. Because I can see a lot. Remember how he even said he's a chef, basically. He loves cooking. So we can do a whole lot of things, you know. And I said, like, he generally looks good. That guy can be, remember in America, there was that prison bay, the guy who came out of prison.
The prisoner, and got modeling deals.
Yeah, modeling deals. Yeah. I think he's got that.
I don't think he's cut from that cloth. I don't think he needs management. He must just stay the way he is, man.
You think?
Like, how do you corporatize someone like that? You know what I mean? Like,
no, just to monetize. Maybe not change his. Yeah. You see, the right management would know how to monetize without meddling too much with him and his authenticity.
Because he is the brand or whatever.
Yeah, he's super authentic, man. Yeah, you're right.
He can grow. But he can grow.
Nassim's gonna be around, man. You know? Like,
and he's educated, so he can do a lot of other. He's very smart.
He owns his cars. Yeah,
exactly.
I just gained him, you know.
Hey, what's on your mind, Pinduka? What do you want to talk about, dog?
Oh, man, did you see Banks? Banks are foul, man. Did you see that Banks have been messing up with the rant? And I saw a tweet, right, which sums it up pretty perfectly what generally happens in the world. You know Kushik from Twitter?
The guy who shit on Euphonic.
Yeah, the finance guy, right? He used to be like, he's a proper finance guy, credible guy.
Yeah.
He said, I am Kushik. You guys will put it in here, no? Mm-hmm. He said, the government gets rightly dragged for corruption, fiscal mismanagement, fraud, and financial crime.
All the time.
Yeah.
But they're probably getting dragged right now somewhere.
Yeah. I'll probably have a rant later on, you know, and drag them also.
Mm. Okay.
But we need to keep the same energy for the private sector. Run by the sharpest minds, engaging in similar activities as the government and politician, but on a bigger scale, using sophisticated financial tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There's a quote, and I've heard this before. Then he posted. He says, give a man a gun and he can rob a bank.
Mm.
Give a man a bank, he can rob the world.
Ooh. Buzz.
Shout out, man. Buzz. Shout out.
But it's not better than Chevy's freestyle. Talk your shit.
And then he recommended some movies to watch. Shit. Wall Street.
Yes.
From 1987.
Watch that.
Boiler Room. I think you've seen that with Ben Affleck. Yes. 2000. Mm. American Psycho. 2000. Enron. 2005. Margin Call. 2011. Too Big to Fail. 2011. Arbitrage. 2012. The Big Short. 2015. I've seen that as well. Mm. Inside Job. 2010. Rogue Trader. 1999. And it happens day in, day out, and they get a slap on the wrist.
Nothing.
Standard Chartered, they are part of this bullshit. And the article says they were making $1 trillion a day.
Yeah. Right? All these banks.
All these separate banks. Mm. $1 trillion a day. And then a Standard Chartered was fined to pay $49 million.
No, they were not fined. They said, yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
They admitted and said, how much is the fine?
What's $49 million, guys? When Oaks
like, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. How much is the fine?
42.5 million.
What is that fine compared to? There's a huge injustice, man.
What they've done.
Yeah, and also what Kushif said was that there's obviously regulators who watch, you know, who are meant to police these guys. But the sharpest minds in finance and in industry are not working at these regulators.
No.
It's like, in the world, the sharpest minds are not the police. No. They're the criminals committing the crime, outsmarting the cops every day for lunch.
Yeah.
So it's a big, 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 like, injustice in the world, man. You know, we shit on governments and all these criminals, but these very corporate guys are making hundreds of millions, you know, through crime essentially. And you wonder who, Benzan, I wonder Hyde Park were always having tea and lunch.
They manufactured inflation in SA for years. They created it. All those food prices, repo rates, fuel prices, housing, rental prices, weaker rand, high interest rates.
Look at that.
They even fixed the bakery because that's where the dough's at. You know? Yeah.
these fuckers, man. Bro, and what's sad is nothing's going to happen to them.
Nothing happened to these fuckers. Nothing. They get a, they pay a fine. I mean, if I've made R1 billion or 500 million, what's a, and a, as an individual, what's a 30, 50 million rand fine?
Fine, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's and those are the real gangsters of the world. Even there's a guy, Fonsale, something Fonsale. He exposes banks for charging black people more interest. Let me Google, let me find him. You know what I mean?
This motherfucker. Banks,
and who carries the brunt of all these crimes? Us. You know, just regular people. Maybe sometimes not black people, but just the regular working Joe.
EFF on Rand manipulation, revoke guilty banks' licenses. Prosecute directors and seize their assets. He's right. And this has been going on for years, bro.
The fucking thing.
But they can't. Those are our presidents, chief. Those are our leaders.
Those are the people who run the country.
If you got the banks, you run the world, like that guy said,
man. It's disheartening, man. It's super disheartening.
They're probably laughing at us, man. These are some of the banks involved, yeah? Please correct me if I'm wrong, ne? Fetchek. Investec, Capitec, Absa, Standard Bank, Nedbank, First Rand, FNB, RMB. These are all the banks, right?
This is all of them.
Yep.
My fucking goodness.
This is all of them.
Yeah.
Ah, yep. Man, this is
fucked. As you see, it's when you just do your groceries.
And the middle class is suffering, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Middle class.
At this rate, literally, the middle class, you are, the middle class are literally are on the verge of poverty.
Mm.
Let's be honest. We're literally going to have no middle class. It's either you're rich or you're poor.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, Peter, what do we do, dog?
Mbana, give us some sound advice. Since our engagement. For real, what do we
let's
do?
This is bad,
let's speak
bro.
To the AI.
And no one's covering it on mainstream media, ne?
Yeah.
No one's covering it, ne?
Not yet.
Everyone's
no,
quiet.
No, they are. It's on the media, but like, they're just going to pay fines.
Because it is a breaking news, but we don't know how far it's going to go. That's the problem.
Google Emerald Fonsale. Emerald Fonsale. Like, literally, he's just dedicated his entire, you know, like, years recently in exposing injustice done by banks, charging black people higher interest rates on your car. And you wonder how sometimes someone qualifies to pay for a car for 7 years or whatever, and they pay a crazy amount, and the same bank says no. You know what I mean?
Try get a loan
for a business. Try get a business loan. You know what I mean?
I tried to get a loan 2 weeks ago. Said no.
And you're all over. The podcast is growing. It is successful.
I don't think they know the podcast, the guys that were issuing the loan. But I'm saying, as a black person.
No, but your work is there. What more do you need to bring? A year's statement?
I submitted everything. They said, no, I couldn't get a loan, bro.
What?
On what basis?
I don't know, bro.
How much do you want? Also, that's maybe the problem.
How many meters is halfway? 20 meters?
The cash flow for the business was bad, so I had to take a loan.
Yeah. Generally, you know, businesses run like that. Like Uber hasn't made a profit, only started making a profit this year. Uber. Yeah, they've been running on overdraft loans and credit all along.
Wow.
Please check the fact check. I don't want to be spewing.
No, that's true. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, literally, that's how these guys do. Utuaibo can cause these financial crimes. Marcus Yuster of Steinhoff. Yeah, like those guys, they borrow money into their billions with the hopes of and the projections that they will make money.
That's why
there's one of these movies I haven't seen, but there's a term when they say a company's too big to fail. When you're so big, you owe like billions and billions worth of banks. They'll make sure you don't fail. You can't fail. So if you need more money, they'll pump more money into it. And that's where now irregularities start and the guys' cookbooks and stuff like that. But most companies you see and you use on a daily basis, some of them don't make profit for a while. And then they eventually make profit because they're playing the long game.
Hectic.
Was that Robert Boy's manager calling?
Oh, yeah, Keselurek. Yeah, Kesela, man.
Like, there's nothing sinister happening on this podcast.
Well, Dudu walked out. She just walked back in. That's what I was saying.
That was Dudu.
Yeah, same fact checker.
Yes, so what you're saying is true. They finally reported
326 million profit, and last year they made a loss of $713 million.
And do you know who else hasn't made a profit? Spotify. Spotify owes the majors millions and millions. Yeah, that's why now majors are dictating to Spotify. That's why the game is rigged.
Oh, yes.
So, and you independent artist.
And now TikTok's about to change the game, though.
Yes.
Did you see that new feature on TikTok?
What is it?
There's a feature now when if you use a song on your TikTok, mm-hmm. it'll send you directly to the DSPs. So it'll send you directly to iTunes mm-hmm. and you can buy the song.
Wow.
So if I'm streaming Lonely Nights and I use it on my TikTok, I can buy it from TikTok. Sure. Do you get me?
Yeah. Wow. TikTok.
Yeah, within TikTok.
Damn.
Now we're going to see the real numbers. Because TikTok is not... They don't own it.
Labels.
It's authentic. Like, if your song is big on TikTok, it's big.
Like, we'll know what's a big song.
Yes, it's not manufactured.
It's big,
It's not manufactured.
Not just, like, a song we all don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, because Spotify pays, you know, like, they should be. They owe the majors. So, they eventually are owned by the majors because they owe the majors so much.
Mm. Wotin.
Yes.
Just to add on to what Mike is saying, it is a new feature called TikTok Music. It was released last month, and you get a 1 month free trial of it before you pay for the streams, for the songs. So they automatically make a playlist from whatever that you've been listening to for you.
I want to know, guys, how do you manipulate the rand? Like, how do you do that?
I have no idea, bro. Good question. Who can you call?
I honestly also...
Call Caesar, man. Caesar would know these kind of things. Yeah, man, it's wild, guys. The criminals in this country are not the guys you see on the streets, man.
Yeah.
Big criminals who make billions. Trillion a day was being made by banks all over the world, fucking with the rand. And then we are told, and then your petrol goes up, bread fucking goes up, we the ones who suffer. They driving around there in Rolls Royces and Porsche Cayennes bought for the kids all over Hyde Park.
But I equate it to...
And then we say great champions of industries. They work hard. Bullshit.
Nope.
Criminals.
It's like the fixing of bread prices. I think that's maybe equivalent.
There's a cartel for everything, bro.
There's a cartel for everything, guys.
Yeah.
Tiras cartel in that.
He's not answering. Anyway, Ghost Lady. All right, on a lighter note, what you got for us?
By the way,
these stories are brought to you by my Pep and Dab.
You know.
All righty.
Okay. So, Bonang was a spotted in Rome with old David Pume. He's a technologist. He's not someone who is like we know, like very like popular.
Is he related to Paul Pume? You remember Paul Pume, Mr. South Africa? You're too young. Come on, Mr. South Africa, Paul Pume. One my advert that we sells house.
Hey, yeah, ne?
Hey, no one does.
Anmazu Paul Pume. Anmazu Paul Pume.
Maybe fact check at Google.
I need David Mashabela in this studio. He can corroborate what I'm saying, man. Paul Pume.
Actually, if you talk about Mr. South Africa, we haven't had Mr. South Africa in a while, right?
Yeah, the last time they just trained for looking funny.
Hey, call Brad Dave there. Is he here, ne? Yeah, call Brad Dave then.
Yeah,
you know who should call?
Who?
Zimasa.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Mustafa. He would know how they manipulate the rap.
I have his number.
You definitely do. I do.
Okay. Just share on the group there. I'll call
him. Okay, cool. No stress.
Hey.
Content.
So Bonang's dating who?
She's alleged. It's not confirmed yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the story is that, you know, they were seen together in Rome with Paul Pume, and there's rumors circulating about them dating.
But wasn't she dating an American nigga? Remember when she spoke about an American guy on a reality show or something?
It's in the content group.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, Bonang, if something doesn't work out, you know, the girl's not going to stick around forever, you know, and just try and force a relationship. That's what
I'm saying.
I'll be honest, man. I'm not interested in who Bonang is dating, man. Like,
I am. I'm rooting, not really like rooting for her.
You wish
but
she finds love, yes, proper, something proper.
Proper love, you know?
I wish every human finds proper love, though. But I get you, if it's close to you. Yeah.
But Dave,
you're about to pull Pumi.
Who's Paul Pume?
He even brought things to South Africa.
Is he still alive?
He was Mr. Soweto. Mr. South Africa.
Proud of calling Mr. Soweto. Obvious. Yeah.
He was a cool guy. Gentleman.
I don't know. Nice this guy. Nigga, man.
Which year was this?
He was the Maponyani son. What's his name?
Max.
He was the maps of our time.
Yeah. He was the maps of the 90s, man.
No, wait. Brad Dave just said he was the maps of our time, meaning his time.
I'm old.
When
now? This was in the 90s, man. Hey, man. You can't make me feel bad for knowing stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, this was in the 90s. I was a kid, but I knew Paul Poom.
Did you ever wish to be Mr. South Africa?
My mom would go like, Paul Poom, man. Paul Poom, okay.
Let me ask you this one. Do you know Marcia Turner.
Marcia Turner.
Uh-oh. Don't worry.
Do you know Shebesheet?
That's an important one.
You know, that's a good, that's an important one.
Yeah.
South Africa's greatest rap.
Yeah.
I know him.
You enjoyed the episode, eh?
Oh, it was my favorite by far.
Yeah.
Wow. You had many, but I loved it. I couldn't. I watched the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yeah. So are you going to invite Shebesheet to your podcast?
I'm not sure if he'll agree.
Of course, he's a chilled guy. Yeah, we got him a gig. He's at Stones. He was at Stones on Friday.
Yeah, Zook.
He's a fun guy. I absolutely love him.
We try to get him endorsed by Tomorrow Tonight as well.
Yes.
So I'm saying
that's our guy, man.
Nah, that's our guy. Shebesheet is our guy.
I'm saying Marcia Turner is the Shebesheet.
So who's Marcia Turner?
Marcia Turner was a model during our time. Trust me, there's parents who are going to watch this episode and say, "Yo, David, you remember Marcia Turner?
I know.
One of those ladies who used to do advertise Lux during those days. And give her Paul Pume of that time.
Also the late Kwan Nkwala's wife. What's her name?
How's that?
I know the name, man. She was also like a flame back then.
So we're basically reminiscing about old pretty people.
Well, you're a smart guy, man. What do you think about this rent manipulation thing?
Look, there's a lot of things that gets manipulated. That's just the life we live.
Yeah.
There's an episode that I was watching yesterday of how Shell was stealing oil.
Fuel oil.
In Nigeria. Mm. And they were funding guys who were killing those who were protesting against them. Mm. So there's a lot of manipulation everywhere in the world. So yes, there is manipulation of the rent.
Yes, Fed Checker. But nothing's going to happen to them. It's just like we must just live with it.
Oh, Peggy Sue Kumalo.
Yeah, she's married to Kwan Nkwala. I mean, so rest in peace, man.
The rent gets manipulated. That's a fact. The problem with us as South Africans right now is that we are just sitting. We're doing nothing. Eh?
Mm. Yeah.
We're just watching our country get taken away by all sorts of people.
Yeah.
What can we do,
passengers.
There's a lot we can do. If you look at the... Fed Checker, check out what happened in 1985 in South Africa.
Okay.
South Africans were...
Peggy Sue. Oh, she was a
You remember Peggy Sue? Come on. Yeah. Boy.
Yes. Hey. Look at 1985, the activities of what was happening in our country.
I might need that Vaseline now.
No, Spiwe has it. It's Vaseline or Spiwe.
Sorry, they didn't get that.
Ask his brother, yes.
You're speaking about the first state of emergency that was declared on the 20th of July, 1985.
There you go.
What happened?
Basically, we South Africans, and this was not only 1985. I'm highlighting 1985 specifically because it was a very violent year in South Africa for a lot of reasons, but it was black South Africans who were expressing their anger and they were blowing up everything and anything. Pick up any date on that year. You'll find a limpet mine found at some post office. You'll find power turbines that were blown up by South African blacks who were expressing their anger against apartheid. Basically, South Africans right now, we're not angry enough. We don't do anything.
We don't, bro.
We just let it be. Instead, it becomes conversation. That's as far as it goes.
A young hashtag.
Yeah, that's it. Do you want to pick up any other day? You see, we were just South Africans were more active on a lot of things. We were protesting go slows. What do they call that day when we shut down the country? That happened quite often. 1976 is a perfect example of that, but it never stopped. In 1985, President Nelson Mandela was offered release by P.W. Botha, and he refused. He said, you're releasing me so I can just go and sit at home. I want to continue fighting for liberation of our people. So it's that type of year. It's the year when P.W. Botha said, you've gone too far. He did the Rubicon speech where he said, you guys have gone too far. Because South Africans were violently against the apartheid government. The question is, how different is it that period to now? That's the question we ask.
Worse now, bro.
See,
do it in plain sight.
However, we're not angry enough.
No,
but I think that's because back then, black people were more homogenous in a sense that a lot of them, if 90%, were broke and poor. Now, how many times do you drive past a deep slough? You see people burning tires. Those people have had enough. They're angry enough. But as long as there's other black people who are comfortable, those won't take to the streets. Till the day, those people who are advantaged and privileged feel like, okay, this is getting too much. We've had enough. Then everybody...
So load shedding is not enough. Like,
it's not enough if you're not taken to the streets. If it's you're not, like, I got a generator, bro.
That's good.
If you're like, at least I can still... We're not angry enough. And those who are angry enough, let's not be blind to them. There's a protest every day in South Africa.
Yeah.
People don't have water, electricity. They're not working. They're unemployed. They're always burning tires. Tina sambange moto, siyadlula. Till we are also inconvenienced, then we'll take to the streets.
I said, Lulinje, we're even complaining.
We complain about them. You're right. Yes. Yeah. We even complain about them to say they've blocked, they're causing traffic.
Mm-hmm. That's what,
you know what I mean?
Like, look how these robots are so dirty. Yeah. So
back then in the 80s, there were few and far between black people like that.
Yep.
So it was easier for us to feel the brunt at the same
level. So the middle class is too comfortable.
There's a black middle class now. That's part of the problem as well. You know what I mean? It's a good thing, but it's part of the problem. So those who are shouting there, their voices aren't heard.
Pradev, how do you vote in the summers? You were part of the panel, eh?
I was part of the
panel. Oh, shit, how does that work, man?
I was given a specific category. You get a category, and I think it's based on your interest of that type of music.
Yeah.
Because I was given a category that kind of works with the kind of music I play on radio. So you get lots and lots of these songs. You don't even know what they are, who these people are. There's a lot of artists who enter who we don't know.
So you have to listen to the songs if you don't know
them. Listen to all the songs. Listen to all the albums. You have to listen to the albums and vote.
And what are you looking for?
I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell you this.
I think it's transparency.
Yeah. And also, it's after the...
Do you get paid?
No. You do it for the love of it. You do it for the love of it.
So how do I register to be like you?
I got a call. I don't know how.
So which categories were you involved in?
It was Afropop.
Oh, Sjava won that.
That category.
Ooh, Sjava.
Shout out to Sjava.
We don't know what's happening, but they're releasing winners bit by bit.
I think it's 2 days.
Okay.
So there's... tomorrow is the one that's going to be on TV.
Yes.
The one on Saturday. And then the one on Friday isn't on TV. But there's still some big categories there. Murder Bongs won.
Yeah, Best Dance. Shout out to Murder.
Shout out to him. I can't wait to see his thank you speech. So he came to Kaya, right?
Mm.
He was on my top 10 at 10.
Mm.
And I asked him, I was like, bro, when are you coming to the podcast? We really would like to know what happened between... the two of you.
Mm.
Then he said, "Wait till we hear my acceptance speech at the summers." So apparently he's gonna address that a bit.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I hope he does. He doesn't check it out, but that's what he told me.
Wow.
So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, Murder. Why didn't he just tell you then?
Ah, dramatic.
Wow.
It's just dramatic, bro. I was like, okay, we'll see, bro. Wait. I hope you wait.
Now, what is he going to say?
I don't know. He's going to address it. I don't know. He's got words for small. I don't know.
All right. No, yeah. Cool. No, thanks, bro. Dave. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the air card as well.
Thanks for the air card.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you.
Hey, that's too long. Thank you, bro. Dave.
Shout all right, Ghost Lady. Anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Better days. Another rumor of another relationship brewing.
Yeah.
So Sara Langa can't stop posting black coffee on her Instagram.
Oh, wow.
She's probably hinting that they are an item.
Oh, wow.
So we don't know.
But doesn't he have like international honey? The one that he's always posting with?
could.
I think even mentioned. Remember when he was with us on the show? You mentioned he's got something.
I don't know. I just saw a picture of them in the snow sometime. I think it was on Instagram. I'm not sure.
They snow sometime
in the snow.
Snow.
Oh, in the snow.
They were taking a picture in the snow somewhere.
Snow bunny.
She look mixed race.
Mixed race.
Yeah.
Snow bunny is it's an okay term, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait,
yeah.
But doesn't black coffee maybe isn't he the type to have his table?
Hey.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Well, he's Zulu.
Saying, you know? Not that about him. Wait, he's an African.
So we are Zwana no Seralang.
Ngati pen.
Oh, yeah, Seralanga.
It's just.
No.
There's been posts that she's been putting up, like, apparently on her Insta with Uble Coffee. So I don't. Is it a possibility that she's hinting on a relationship? We don't know. Yeah, what? So I'm just saying, Uguti, since you're saying that Black Coffee has got maybe like linked up with another person, so I'm just like asking, is he not the kind of guy that you think who would have his table? Since he even said he doesn't want to get married, you know, maybe he's, he doesn't want to just get, be in a relationship with just one person, or maybe he just doesn't believe and still.
But these things are tricky. What if he's just a fan and likes the music and she's just posting it?
You
I remember there was a time she was in Greece and he was also in Greece. You know those Twitter detectives when they do their thing and stuff. I've seen that before.
Because people do
that. Years ago, like last year or something.
People do that. When you, obviously, it's like when you're posting and you're traveling, they'll find out who are you with. You can never travel alone.
And he's paying 50K, I just saw now, for child maintenance,
right?
For
child maintenance.
Who?
I think there was a post and someone questioned how much is, and she was just open enough to respond and say, no, she gets 50,000 rand for maintenance for the kids.
Okay. Hey, but that interview helped him, eh? Because after that interview, all that interest shit went quiet.
Hey,
eh?
Nah. What you doing? What you doing? That's good.
Nana Drula.
But wasn't it also kind of after that tried to say, oh, I'm also going to talk, but nothing happened?
Ati yenu funi opera.
Opera. Valile opera. Tina vulile. Valile opera.
We are the opera.
No pela mo.
No pela mo.
Valile opera.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
The story Kanye reported on from Maphephandaba last week.
Yeah.
About Anele Zondo.
Yes, yes.
It ended a relationship of someone that works in this podcast.
Hey.
Are you aware? Kanye.
Wait.
Who?
Of that. Who? Obviously, won't say her name right now, but you it literally ended that relationship.
On the network or this podcast?
On the network.
Who?
You have to be open.
Who?
You have to be open.
Yanda.
Hey, we're not hard.
Yanda.
You have to open up now. Dude, just jail.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Whatever.
No, because the story is, I won't, it has hard to, now I have to say that. Okay. Anyway, the story is,
yeah, you can't just mention that and not tell us. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, why do you mention it?
I can. Because
you can't. What do you mean you can? You can't.
It. But the story she reported on. So I saw, what I'm trying to say is that maybe there's some truth to some of these stories from Maphephandaba. That's where I'm trying to go.
Yes. Because
what she reported last week, it ended a relationship.
Whoa.
What she reported. So
Yanda Woods.
There's some credibility. Yeah.
It has to be Yanda Woods. We don't have a lot of females here, guys.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
Processes of elimination. Seema's with Ghost Ruby.
Seema's with Ghost Ruby.
Tato is with Fed Checker.
Yes. Yes. Take it.
Dudu is freelancing.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
Tepi from Onside.
Yeah. Tepi from Onside.
Who's she with?
We don't know.
Hey, Kuluma.
I don't know, but what I know is... Wait.
Hey, Kuruma.
No, what I know is... These
Kuruma.
Guys
say, okay, it so is. Why is Let's this person this. Breaking up? Because they were part of... They were dating one of the guys, or
yes.
Whoa.
So that you know what she specifically said to me today is that so after what Ghost Lady reported, she started by saying, dude, we hasn't find out teal. And I was like, oh, what? Damn, she's like, I found out through what Ghost Lady reports.
Oh shit. Yeah. That's why.
That's sad, guys.
I didn't mean to break up a relationship.
You
you possibly could have helped. Man. I don't know, but it did end that relationship. So I'm just coming on the point that there could be some credibility.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yes, yes.
So that begins.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Wow. Whose relationship
is
next?
I'm helping people, you know, make their decisions faster, you know? I'm here to clean up the Mtolo streets. I'm here.
Hey, Peduka, any last thing that you want to talk about before I go to the announcements, man?
What else will happen? I'm good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It was just a financial thing that pissed me off, really.
Snoop Dogg quitting.
Smokes. Weed, ne?
Did it?
You believe
he, that post is weird. That is, it's like he says he quit smoke. Yeah. I quit smoke. What smoke? Bro, he said he quit smoke. What smoke?
Maybe it's a taste.
But do you really care if he stops smoking or not?
I don't personally, but there are people who probably say I still smoke because of
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And they no. You know how people, you know, want to reason. Jesus. And so for the fact that someone, maybe their idol says, I'm quitting, and maybe they need to quit, it could be a good sign. It's like, you know what, ne? Maybe it's a sign for me to also quit. So it could help another, like, probably hundreds and thousands of people, you know, who could just make a good decision just for their health.
That's reaching, Goslid.
Really?
That's people smoking because Snoop Dogg smokes?
No.
Man.
I'm sure there are people who might be like, oh, I know Snoop Dogg, we ain't
paying. Why am I not going to talk about Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg, we ain't paying. Snoop Dogg, we ain't paying.
Hey, bro, who's this? Who's this Skamaka guy? Skamaka?
Oh, Skamata!
Who's that guy, bro?
I don't know, and why is rhyme with Skamora?
Oh, let's him with a friend of the show. Oh, shit. Okay, bring him on, man.
With this dance moves. I thought Sepitor. I thought I was going to say Pitor in Mike. Uskomota. Agabuyo Skomota. Pitor Agabuyo Skomota. Uskomota Agabu. Eh? Yeah, man. Skomota Agabuyo Pitor.
Nah, he's from...
Kulum is Pitor.
Nah, he's not from Pitor. He's from that side, from Haskukun or something like that.
Oh, Haskukun.
He's Bedi. Yeah.
He's Bedi.
Oh, Uskomota Agantihamban. What does Skomota even mean?
I don't know, dog.
Hey, man, I want a Limpopo. We've got entertainment by the balls, eh?
Hey, you've got it, buddy.
Hey, must pay it.
Hey, I was coming on that. I was sharing shit.
Zile.
Zile.
Zile. I know, Shem.
I know. Okay, I want to chat to that guy, man.
Limpopo boys worldwide.
Let's make it happen. Songs I put my name on. It's finally coming out.
Going,
it's coming out, bro. Nice. We got the first single. We're dropping the first single this Thursday.
Hey.
Sorry, this Friday.
What's it called?
It's called Hish.
Mm. Hey, there's two main
Fuck, man. What is it called? Faga Frostan.
Faga Frostan.
Faga Frostan.
Faga Frostan.
Faga Frostan.
Faggy Frostan.
Faggy Frostan. Yes. Faggy Frostan.
Oh, I'm confused.
So it's Faggy Frostan.
Faggy Frostan.
The producer is Fizo El Musica.
Okay, shout
featuring
out.
Featuring T-Man Express and Limit Crazy. How do you say it? Lem Crazy. Lemek Crazy. Lemek Crazy. Lemek Crazy, ne? Yeah.
Hmm.
So shout that's out. Dropping this Friday.
Shout
and
out.
Then the EP is dropping 1st of December.
EP 1st of December.
Yeah.
Shout out. What sound are we going for?
The streets talk. Good December, boys.
Top top.
Top top. All the way. All the way, boys. There's six tracks. So here's what happened, man. I chose shout out to Mac Lopez and Tuso.
They were like Mac Lopez is still in the camp. Shout out.
Yeah, they were like my A&R. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, A&R. Yeah. Also, they helped you select the songs.
Yeah, so we got over like 200 songs.
Okay.
So they listened and then they sent me like 50 of the best ones.
Wow.
And then I chose from there. So I chose six, right?
Damn.
And three of them feature this guy, fucking hot producer, man. His name is Sir J. Loot. There's three songs, ne? That by Sir J. Loot.
Okay,
and there's one, it's called Izinto Zalom Tlaba. It features a girl who's in grade 10, bro. She's on the vocals.
Song.
It's Ghost Lady's favorite song.
Yeah, that's my favorite song.
So that's in the EP, right?
Okay.
So now, EP is done. I've sent it to Electro Mode. We're dropping this Friday.
Yeah.
And then the EP the other Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Then we get to the year-end function. And this song that sounds like Mduti RP.
Mm-mm.
It's got that vibe, right? Mm. And I played that once and everybody just wanted to hear it. So
everybody asked me that I must put that in as well.
Oh, dope. Mm.
So it's going to be 7 tracks because of the crew.
The crew song.
Yeah, they loved it. Eh?
Remember the song, you know?
Everybody loved it.
What's that called?
I don't know. We don't have a name yet. What should we call it, guys?
Yeah, they must call it.
Yeah, give us a name.
Crew song.
Crew song, ne?
Yeah.
Eh? Oh, yeah. Titi liked it the most, so we're going to call it Titi Way.
Titi Way. Titi Way sounds like a dub song.
Yeah. But it was a collective thing. Let's call it Crew Way.
It's a crew way.
Le crew.
Nah. My boy, you look crusade, man. They're like, Le crusade. The crew way.
The crew way.
Yeah, the crew way. It sounds beyond the crew way.
Okay.
And you speaking of that 10-year-old girl, shout out
grade 10.
Grade 10. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Brown, man. Chris, a girl, that girl, what's her name? Fact checker, help us out with the...
Naledi
Apiwe. Beautiful young girl. Shout out to Chris Brown and his team, man, for featuring her on the song. A girl who went viral singing.
Yeah.
Angazi, itin langoma.
Who's that? Whose voice is that?
Damn, dude. Hey, dude.
Got many talents.
Hey. Yeah. Discovery, look, for about 5 minutes. What's he? Ha! What's he? Moan again! You look moan again! Umfuzo wa Operation Tutula! Strong, man! Shout out to Chris Brown.
Now, dude, Teddy.
Oh, sorry.
The song is called Shooter by Chris Brown, but where he took the sample from, it does not state exactly what the name of the song is.
It's a chance.
Oh, wow.
Because when she posted it and trended on TikTok, she was in school.
It's in class.
She was just singing this song, you know.
Wow.
And then Chris Brown posted it on his stories.
Wow.
And then a few months later, when he dropped the album, he sampled it.
Wow.
But as much as the song is not feeding into what the song is about, Chris Brown's song is a love song. But that other song is about, you know, Ubabulala Nami.
Yeah, it's actually
it's sexual assault in a bad way.
Because when he goes on, he even says, you know, now I feel like I'm the wife in this home.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
yes.
That's ugly, man.
Yeah. But her voice is beautiful, and she's credited there as a writer. Oh,
yeah, I saw that.
And she got 50,000, right?
US dollars.
Yeah.
Wow.
US dollars. Wow. That's a mil. Shout out. Whoa. That's beautiful, man.
And she's in the split sheets or whatever.
Huh?
$3,000, $50,000.
Oh, that's robbery.
Eh?
$3,000? What's the source there?
Oh, that's 50,000 rent, ne?
Yeah,
it's rent.
Africa. That's the song.
I hope she's still gonna get like royalties, you know.
Yeah, she's still the
royalties.
The name
was
That's fine then.
That's cool. As a one star, that's fine then.
Cool, man. Oh yeah, and then I'm off to Miami this weekend, man. Tickets are almost sold out, eh?
Yep.
Apparently I get to last week I said the tickets aren't selling.
Mm.
So the American children were like, I lost track.
They went to go buy.
Yeah, the tickets are almost sold out. Yeah, they're almost sold out.
Hey, yeah, ne?
Ghost lady, what do you want to say?
Ah, guys, are we closing?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'm good.
Yo, Penduka. Shang up, bro.
Yeah?
Who's shang up?
Why?
Man, for no close and close, and man, for no skulume, kuluman. Have you ever seen me angry, Maracas?
No one came to your room. That's why you wasn't sleeping.
I'm sorry.
Oh, flip, man. Heinrich.
Yeah, come please through, welcome, bro. Heinrich. wait, what happened last time you were here?
That was when the guy was...
When they were investigating the gun stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The police came. You guys were busy.
Yeah.
And then the policeman was Venda. Was from Toyando.
Yeah.
And then we had a long chat.
So when you left, you were like, these fuckers.
Well, the thing is content.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many times was that watched? Like, 700,000, something.
Jeez,
like
yeah, I forgot the numbers on that one. But it was wild, man.
Lots.
Yeah. We were a bit scared that day. I was scared, eh?
I'm sure.
I won't lie.
When the cops were here?
Yeah, well, they're interrogating us.
It was not our fault. Too.
Yeah.
They were investigating the other guy, not us.
Yeah. But the way they were moving sounded like it could get in trouble.
Nah, if we lied or anything, yeah, but nah.
But you can't lie much because it was on screen.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Anyway.
But I wasn't too nervous about it.
Cool, we ready? All right, cool. Ah, count us down. Nil.
Oh, no. 2.0. Traveling and
action. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for the only white chiller we recognize.
He's
the CEO, the owner of Tomorrow Tonight.
Yeah, man.
We've had him here before. Man. He's come back. I gotta say, man, bro, you saved me this life, man. I mean, this year. Like, bro, I've been drinking like fucking hell. This year was crazy, eh?
Yeah, my woman also swears by this stuff, eh?
I remember you saying.
Yeah, you remember I told you last time. Yeah. You said I didn't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now she swears by it. She
I literally
it.
Have, when we have gigs on weekend, I've got a DJ pack. Should we call it a DJ pack? What can you call it?
Yeah.
Where it's Tomorrow Tonight.
Your bag, yeah.
Yeah. Then I got some sign you tap for if I get sinuses along the way.
Yeah.
And
condoms. I'm kidding. I'm joking, man.
It's not my bag. I don't mind.
No, I'm kidding, man. I don't even know what he keeps in there.
Yeah.
I've never seen your shit.
Do you know Chevy Shit?
No. Oh, yeah.
You gotta get Chevy Shit to endorse this, bro.
No, who's that?
He's like the biggest artist in SA right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and he drinks like a fish. He was drinking Grandeur Sonor.
Without dashing it.
What?
Like, so he needs Tomorrow Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah?
Shout out,
we'll get a hold of him.
Yeah, watch last week's episode.
You'll see him.
Right. Only 1 million people watched it already, but you know, it's fine. You can
It's only 1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now, well, then we'll look at it definitely.
He's the last white chiller to watch it. Even white chillers have watched that. Yeah.
So he's not a true white chiller.
Nah, he's not.
But I wonder, you guys was actually like said, let people send photos. All the white people, let them send photos to say. The subscribers, yes, all the white people, and we'll see how many there are.
No, we must have a branch for white chillers only.
White only.
White only. Yeah. No pledge.
White only.
Look, I won't lie, but it's probably going to be a little bit boring.
Nah, you guys get shit faced. Nice. Could never be boring.
If you have brandy there that early, we'll be fine.
Man.
We'll be lucky. Yeah.
Since the last time you came here to speak about Tomorrow Tonight, has it gone, the sales?
Yeah.
What has happened, man?
Yeah, so it's really just gone from strength to strength. Ooh. I don't know how many times I have to say, thanks to you guys, but that really helped us a lot. The fact that we've been copied by a few brands says that something works. And luckily, people have stayed loyal to the brand that was developed by pharmacists. Mm. And what's also nice is that we now see medical doctors starting to prescribe the product.
Wow.
And buying it in. So that's quite a nice endorsement, I think, for something like this, where they actually see the health benefits of it and not only the sort of social scheme around it. You know, there's actual health benefits. And so the brand's been doing really well. You guys will see, all over the stores at the moment, we've got massive promos and in-store promotions and things, and we've since expanded to Eswatini.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
you guys have got quite a big following there. Eh? I don't know if you know. How many people contacted us after that? So it's now in the Clixes in Eswatini. It's in the Dis-Chems in Namibia. And in Botswana, the people from Botswana literally come over the border, buy it in South Africa, and then they go back to Botswana to enjoy it.
Even in Botswana, we've got a footprint there as well.
Yeah. So really, after the previous appearance, I mean, the amount of people that contacted us from outside of the country, from our neighboring country, countries, even as far as Kenya and Zambia. So that was really, really nice. Yeah.
No, man. Shout out to the channel.
Shout out, man.
That is so cool.
Tomorrow Tonight, everywhere.
We know about Tomorrow Tonight. So I'm watching now. I don't know. I didn't watch the first episode. What is Tomorrow Tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, so just for a reminder for your additional, I don't know how many hundreds of thousand subscribers that you now have.
Million.
Yeah, so more than, because last time I was here, it was just under 1 million.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's grown by, I think, 200, 250,000 50,000 since then.
I think more, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot. It's 1.2 million.
Yeah, yeah. Please tell them to subscribe.
Yeah,
when guys, the right person says it, it has more weight.
Well, now I don't want to say it anymore. So, but yeah, yeah, guys. So really expanded great. And then the product, just for those who don't know it, the product was developed to prevent hangovers. So a lot of, you know, other things people believe in will cure your hangover the next day. I personally don't believe anything cures your hangover the next day, not even tomorrow tonight. It's a prevention product. So you must take it before you drink, before you go to bed. If you don't take those, it won't work. If you do take it like it, works like a bomb. And yeah, it was developed to sort of cleanse the liver, because liver toxification is one of the main reasons for a hangover. It rehydrates you. So it's got electrolytes in it. So you don't have that dry mouth in the morning. And it's got some B vitamins in it for, you know, to keep your mind sharp. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you've got that head, not the headache, because that you can sort out with tablets.
Yeah.
You've got that like fuzzy brain you now need to focus, but you can't. And it carries on like that for the whole day. Yeah. So that's basically the product in a nutshell. It was developed by a whole group of pharmacists. So it's not something that was made by, you know, someone and his chummy.
Yeah.
In his garage.
And they just slap a logo.
Yeah, slap a logo. And they normally make like serious, serious claims on it. They go, this will, you know, miracle. And it's normally something like miracle. The word miracle is normally in there.
I know you're a pharmacist. What did you think about the whole Dr. Matthew thing?
Yeah, that was quite interesting, eh? Because, you know, first of all, how did he then not end up, you know, being in trouble?
Because he didn't treat anyone and never prescribed anything to anyone.
Yeah.
So he just pretended to be a doctor.
Well, that's the thing. But I mean, if I can pretend to be a lawyer, for example, and I have, that's my business, giving advice to people, and they take my advice as fact. And that's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's still dangerous. So, you know, for me, and look, I think he's one of many in South Africa. You know, there's so much, our medical authorities under so much pressure in South Africa with all of the illicit stuff that's going around. You know, the last thing you actually need is a doctor that's, you know, not a doctor.
Mm.
And they can't check up with every single doctor that's saying he's a doctor. Because how long? Like, are you going to be a doctor for 2 weeks?
Mm.
You know, because you'll probably get away with it. And that's what's scary.
Mm. Quick one. You said it's got health benefits. So does that mean even if I'm not going to drink, can I consume it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if I won't be drinking, right?
Yeah. So the health benefits in it is the B vitamin. So that's to keep your mind sharp. It's got some vitamin C in it. It's got the electrolytes. The thing is, you know, we drink way too little water. I don't know if you guys want to shoot with how much water you drink.
I drink tons of water.
Yeah, he drinks a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water.
No, not a lot, bro.
You see, so you know, let's say half of the people, my wife doesn't drink a single glass of water.
Jeez.
She's much skinnier than I am, much prettier than I am, but she doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
So that's my only like comeback when she says, you know, you being unhealthy with the brandy and Coke and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, you can take it every day. And that's something that I want to touch on just now when we talk about how much South Africans consume is that, you know, people think, okay, I'm having a rough Saturday night. I need to take tomorrow tonight. Yes, that's the truth. But if you like, you know, I have every single night of my life, I have 2 glasses of red wine.
Okay.
With my wife, we cook, when we eat, we also have another glass. And the thing is, if you don't give your liver and your kidneys enough time to recover, the damage to your liver and your kidneys is massive. Whoa. So if you get a binge and you're getting on the train again the next day, which, you know, a lot of people do, that's so, so, so bad for your liver and your kidneys.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, if you go hard on Friday and you go hard on Saturday as well, then you're fucking up your liver.
Badly. Badly. So your liver luckily regenerates to an extent, but it needs time to regenerate.
So a couple of days or hours or minutes?
No, days.
Days,
before you...
I see people drink like that, man.
Yeah.
How much do South Africans drink? Do you know the numbers?
Yeah, so I worked it out this morning. If we're only talking beer, so South Africans consume about 36,000 milliliters. So that's 36 liters of pure alcohol.
Hmm.
Pure alcohol.
And 30 is just between me and Mac.
Yeah.
You know, Jeez, that's a lot, man.
The thing is,
when in a day, in a year.
So, well, you can we can do the calculation, but it works out to, if you're talking just beers, right? Talking beers, it's about 22,000 beers per person per year.
Yo! No waste, bro. No waste.
Like this beer.
No waste.
Yay.
No waste, bro.
22,000.
So obviously we don't. So you got different people.
Yeah.
You got the whiskey drinkers. I think I worked it out. It's about 300 bottles of whiskey a year.
Damn. Per person.
Per person. One what? Person. Fuck
yeah. Nah, but there's 365 days in a year, man. That's weekend. Average. So 1 point something a day, a bottle a day.
So that's a scary thing.
Per person.
So a beer normal beers have about 5% alcohol, which means that a 330 has about 1 point or 16 mils of pure alcohol around there. So if you work that out, some people drink less and some people drink a ton.
Yeah.
And that's how they work it out, obviously. Mm. So, you know, an alcoholic, for example, would probably drink, I don't know, 2 bottles of hard tech a day, easily.
Okay, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
So that's like, if you're talking alcohol, that's almost a liter of pure alcohol a day.
Oh, man.
So that's how the figure gets worked out. But the thing is, we drink a lot. And we were talking about this for teenagers now. The only African country that beats us in drinking is Eswatini and then Namibia.
Oh.
They drink more than us.
Yeah, they make Windhoek there, so...
In Namibia, but in Swaziland, there's Sibebe.
Sibebe.
Well, I'm still white.
Sibebe. Sibebe. Sibebe.
No.
That's very nice. But anyway, so we drink too much. And that's the point. And
hey, we've got a lot of trauma, man. Hey. A
lot of trauma.
Oh, they booze a lot.
And very social. And then you know, apart from the social people, you've got the real people who've got alcohol problems.
Yeah.
Alcohol dependent.
Yeah.
And they smash probably... You know, I was saying now it works out to about a liter a day.
Fuck.
So then you're looking at 365 liters of alcohol.
Sheesh.
So pure alcohol.
Mm.
So that's how they get to the average. It's scary.
Yeah.
And long and the short is that's why we developed this product, because people don't think about their livers when they're having a good time, or their kidneys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these things are there to detox your body.
Mm.
So if you're not giving it time, it's going to get damaged at some stage. We just really, really drink a lot. And I'm not saying take one of these every single day of your life just for the fun of it. I'm saying if you're going towards the weekend, start drinking it on like Thursday already. And that's, you know, the normal dosage of taking it before and when you drink, that's going to work. But when it comes to the long-term damage, you can't just take it every now and then but still drink in between.
How much do I know to take? Like, I mean, if I'm a heavy drinker, should I take 2 sachets of this thing, or will one do the trick no matter how much I'm going to drink tonight?
Well, the point is, if you are an alcoholic, tomorrow tonight it's probably not going to help you.
Because
if you drink that much, there's nothing that's going to help you. Probably not even in the hospital. But the standard dosage is 1 sachet before with some water, about this much, and 1 sachet before you go to bed. So the thing is, your body, anyone's body, regardless of your size, can only absorb as much of the active ingredients.
Yeah, before you go to sleep works, man. Yeah.
So before you're going to drink and before bed.
Yeah, before bed works, man. Works like a charm.
Okay, so there's no such thing as an overdose, though, of it. Could you possibly overdose? What are the results of that?
You would have to drink a lot.
Okay, no one will in the right.
You would
minds.
Have to drink quite a bit to OD on this.
Okay, cool.
Like you would have to seriously go at it to OD on this.
Hein, thank you so much for coming through, man. It's December. Siatesha. Astishin.
Could I say Ndoribuanga Manda?
Hey, Ndoribuanga.
Ndoribuanga Futi.
Hey, Ndoribuanga Futi.
Ndoribuanga.
Ndando.
Cheers.
Dando.
Give it up for the one and only. Hein.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? is that one. Podcast and chill.